listening to Mevachazer, I realize we're going to Seches Pesachim Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. We start at the top. Shachto Lemul in Al Menashe Iskaper Ba Reilim Bizrika. So somebody slaughtered the Korban Pesach on behalf of Mulin, people who are circumcised, in order that they should be get their kapara, meaning the kapara that's achieved through Zrika, where the dam is sprinkled on the Mizbeach. So you shechted it, and during the Shechita, it was for the Reilim. A Reilim, right, people who are not circumcised, would have their kapara through the Zrika. So, again, where the Shechita is happening for circumcised people, and you're having in mind also during the time of Shechita that the Zrika should be on behalf of a Reilim. So what is what's the halacha? Rav Chisda Amar Pasul, Rabba Amar Kosher. This machlok is Rav Chisda and Rabba. Rav Chisda Amar Pasul, Yesh Machsheves Areilim Bezrika. Rav Chisda says it's Pasul, why? Because there is Machsheves Areilim by the Zrika, right? That you're having in mind that it takes effect, essentially. Rashi says, right, let's look at Rabba first. Rabba Amar, Rabba Amar Kosher, Enoch Sevis Arelim Bezrika. And now, taking a look at Rashi, he says, Enoch Sevis Arelim Bezrika, Lo Mahan Yav Lifsol. That it doesn't help, meaning that Machshava for Arelim Bezrika doesn't help to impact it, doesn't really have any impact on it, making it Lo Lishma, making it not count. So let's get to the reasoning. We're going to have one approach to understanding this machlokas. Amar Rabba, mina amina la. Where do I know this from? D'tanya, because we learned in a brisa, yachol yifsol b'nei chabur rabba enimo v'dinhu. Right, so yachol yifsol b'nei chabur rabba enimo. I might think that the b'nei chabura who come with him will apostle it. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains, she'im nimnu alav mulin v'arel shemeso echav mach masmila. So if you have an Arel who, right, and again, the Arel we're talking about is an Arel whose brother died, whose brothers died from Mila, meaning he's not uncircumcised because he's a rebel and just do the mitzvah already, get a bris mila, but rather because he didn't have to have a bris mila, shouldn't have a bris mila because his two of his brothers died from bris mila. So if Nimnu Alav Mulin va'arel, right, you have an Arel and you have people who were circumcised that include that they were included for this karban. V'shachat lahem kulam, v'shachat l'shem kulam, and it was slaughtered on behalf of everybody. The shita was done for everybody. Yachol yifsol. Maybe that Arel should ruin it for everybody. The fact that he is not supposed to be included in this karban Pesach, and nevertheless he was included as one of the people part of this karban Pesach. Maybe that should ruin it for all the circumcised people, the Mulin. They should also not count for them, right? That's what the Gemara means when it says what the Brisa means. Yachol yifsol b'nei chabur abanimo v'dinhu, and it makes sense, right? Hoil va'orla poseles v'tuma poseles, because you know orla will apostle carbon pesach, right? You can't because someone who's an orla can't take part in it, and also someone who's tuma can't take part in it. Ma tuma lo asaba miktas tuma kikol tuma. Af orla lo asaba miktas orla kikol orla, right? And we're going to take for granted for a moment that if they had in mind that somebody is tame, if one person is tame in the group, that's going to ruin it for everybody, right? Vatuma poselas matuma lo asaba miktas tuma. The opposite. That if you only have one person tame, or some people tame, but there are actually tahor people also you're doing it on behalf of, so that's fine. Mixas tuma is fine. Mixas tuma is not considered kikol tuma. So just like ma tuma lo asabe mixas tuma kikol tuma, just like by tuma we don't say mixas tuma, that if part of the group is tame but part of it is tahor, it's as if all of them are tame, right? If you did the shechita of the Karban Pesach for only tame people, so then that would be a pasul karban. But if there was someone tahor in the mix, so that would be fine. So and again, where do we know that from? That's on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and Rashi says over here. We're going to address on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to get to what that explanation for that is. How do we know that? Why do we take that for granted? But taking it for granted for now, So af orla lo asaba mikzas orla ki kol orla. So to by orla that if there is an orel in the mix, or at least if there is a mule in the mix, there's somebody circumcised in the mix. So it's only considered mikzas orla. It's not called kakol orla, and therefore it would be fine. Meaning that it wouldn't be possible with that. So if you have this partial part of the group is Arelim, it's fine. O kalach l'derech zu. Or maybe you can say it in the other way. Maybe you can actually go in the other direction. This is the Bryce is continuing, right? We're still understanding this Bryce. Maybe you could say the other way. Hoil v'orla poseles uzman posel. Meaning we don't know yet the status of an Arel. If there's an Arel in the mix, does that ruin it for everybody or not? We're not sure yet. We suggested really maybe it's like Tumah. Maybe just like by Tumah, one Tame person, or at least if there's one Tahar person in the group, so the Tameim don't impact it. Right? We don't say Miktas Tumah Kikol Tumah. And maybe the same applies by an Arel. But now we're saying the opposite. Maybe don't compare it to Tumah, rather compare it to the Psul of Zman. Right? And hoil va orla pasalis uzman posel, right? Zman, if you do something outside of the zman, or you have intention, right? Pigle, to eat the korban outside of the proper zman, the proper window of time for the time frame that you have to eat it. So ma zman osaba miktsas. So just like zman, also we make miktsas zman, miktsan kikol zman, just like if you have in mind to eat one kazayas outside the time frame, we don't say, oh, it's partial pigle. The entire carbon is pigle, even if it's only one kazayas of it. We say miktsas zman kikol zman, that part of partial pigle is actually full pigle. If any one kazayas of this carbon is pigle, then the entire thing is pigle. Maybe we would say af orla asaba miktsas orla kikol orla. And if you have even one RL in this group of people you're bringing the carbon on behalf of, that would pass up for everybody, right? So we had the Hakira, two possible mitzvahs to compare it to. One, you could either compare it to the Psul of Tumah, or you can compare it to the Psul of Zman. If you compare it to the Psul of Tumah, so then we could be more lenient, and we could say one RL doesn't mess it up for everybody. And if you say it's like Zman, then one RL would mess it up for everybody. So Nira Lemi Dome. So let's see which side is it more similar to that we should compare it to? Done in davar she'eno noheg b'chol hazvachim, midavar she'eno noheg b'chol hazvachim. It makes sense that we should learn a rule that doesn't apply to all of zvachim from another rule that doesn't apply to all of zvachim. Right? We have these, again, we have three things we're working with. V'al yuchiyach zman she'enoheg b'chol hazvachim. So don't prove it from zman, which is a rule that applies to all zvachim. Zman, the law of pigle, applies to every single carbon. So since we have zman by all psachim, so that is not a good measure to base it on. But tumah, so even though tumah to some degree is a law by all korbanos, but even tamei people can send, maybe not by korban pesach, but in general tamei people can send other people, as Rashi points out, to bring the korbanos on their behalf. So tumah is not something that applies by all korbanos. Only by korban pesach do we have tumah to this extent that somebody who's tameh can't even send somebody else on his behalf to bring that korban. So tumah doesn't apply by all korbanos, and arel also. In general, an arel is not allowed to partake in korbanos, not just by korban pesach. In general, an arel can't partake in korbanos, but he can send somebody else to bring the korban. So it looks like over here the Gemara is saying, really, Arel is much more similar to Tumah, to the Psul of Tumah, than the Psul of Zman. Because Zman, Pigle, applies throughout all Karbanos. And this unique din of a Tameh person not being able to have any Shaychus to this Karban, and can't even send somebody else on his behalf, that's something that we see by Arel as well. So we should learn a Davar, She'in Noeg B'chol Zvachim, and don't learn it from a Zman, She'in Noeg B'chol Zvachim. Or we can actually flip the other side. Maybe we can say, actually, Arel is more similar to Zman than it is to Tumah. done in davar shalohutra miklalo, midavar shalohutra miklalo. Maybe we should learn something that doesn't have a heter from its klal. There's like no exceptions to it from something that similarly doesn't have exceptions to it. Va'ayuch kiach tuma shehutra miklalo, and we shouldn't prove it from tuma that has a heter from its klal, meaning. That there's a klal we're going to learn about soon that.